Hello, it's Tuesday, November 1st, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. Before we bring our guest on, Mr. Eric Huffman, who's been on this show many times before, we want to address yesterday's show where we had Peter Schenck on. Well, afterwards, we got some email from people that said, you had Mr. Schenck on your show to give his side of the story. Why don't you tell John Stadtmiller's side of the story? And we think that's important, that we should listen to what people say out there. And we think that every host should listen to what people have to say.
We also think it's important to get all sides, all viewpoints in a discussion, but that depends on the cooperation of the other parties.
Right. And if somebody doesn't answer your questions out there, it's for one of two reasons. Either they don't want to be held accountable for their actions, or two, they don't have any respect for the audience.
Right. And some people think they're above questioning.
Right. A perfect example is Alex Jones, where he refuses to talk about censorship. He doesn't want to be held accountable, and he doesn't respect his audience. Anyway, after yesterday's show was done, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the phone rings. Lisa picks it up.
Right, and the man asked for Victor Thorne and refused to give his name. It turns out it was John Stadtmiller. Instead, he told me it was Republic Broadcasting Network. Now,
right.
John knows us, and he's spoken with us on the phone before, so for him to not want to give his name is ridiculous.
Anyway, John gets on the phone and he starts yelling at me. He says, why didn't you talk to me about this article first? Why didn't you contact me? And I said, John, if you remember the last time we spoke, right in mid-sentence, you hung up the phone on me. Now, I said, I have a rule of thumb that if someone hangs up on me in mid-sentence, I have no inclination to ever speak to them again.
Right. In fact, Victor asked John, he said, why would I want to call you when the last time I did speak to you, you hung the phone up, you slammed the phone down on me?
Right. And then I said that if you can't have a conversation like a mature adult, then why should we talk on the phone? Well, anyways, he says, why didn't you ask me about this? And after all of that, I said, well, actually, John, somebody did ask you about this. His name was Thomas Holbrook. He asked you for your side of the story, and you said you didn't want to speak about it. And then, guess what you did after that?
Right. In fact, he told Holbrook, what do you want to know for? And Holbrook said, I'd want to get both sides of the issue.
And then he slammed the phone down
right.
on Thomas Holbrook. That's becoming kind of a trademark
for
Stadtmiller. So then I said, well, while I have you on the phone, John, why don't you give me your side of the story? Why don't you tell me what happened? He says he doesn't want to. So he doesn't want to talk to Holbrook about it. He doesn't want to talk to me about it. So I said, John, what's the reason for this phone call then if you don't want to talk about it? And so that's basically what happened, and we went back and forth a little bit.
Well, let's answer that question. What's the reason for John Stadtmiller to call Victor Thorne and start yelling on the phone about the article about Peter Schenck if he doesn't want to discuss it?
Exactly.
It was to throw a temper tantrum, I guess.
So here's where we weigh in on this whole thing. Is it's no secret that we don't like the network structure, either in the mainstream or in the alternative media. The reason why is because it's becoming a mirror image of the mainstream media. There's certain guests and certain topics that they just can't talk about in the alternative media. It's just like Fox News, isn't it?
Right. Well, they're enabling the perpetuation of a cover-up by suppressing truth.
Right. Now, there are certain hosts that we do like.
Right.
Like Frank Whelan. He's a great example of someone that's in the network structure
that's
doing great. But what John Stadtmiller said to us then is, what you're doing is just adding more to the grist mill. And I said, John, if you want my opinion, what you should have done was after this firing took place, you should have issued a press release and said, here's what happened, so that people won't be conjecturing or gossiping or so forth. Just put the word out there, because if you want to have a truth network, you better be open and truthful to your listeners.
Right. Well, the funny thing is, they don't mind talking to you when they're begging for your trust or your money. But when you start asking them questions they don't want to answer, then they don't want to talk to you. They
right.
don't have to talk to you. They have no accountability.
There's other people that have said that we've let John Stadtmiller off the hook for all this time, like Jack Flood. He said, you only pick on GCN. You never pick on John Stadtmiller or RBN. Well, we proved them wrong now. And
in fact, what he said on his own forum, Jack Blood said, he said, if Wing TV doesn't go after John Stadtmiller, then Wing TV should be finished off once and for all.
Yeah, so
interesting, huh?
Yeah, once again, Jack Blood was wrong, and once again,
right.
he has to eat his words. And the reason all of these people in the network structure are so upset with us is that they know they can't control us. that we're not part of this whole company man structure that's just like the mainstream media.
And we're not going to keep their dirty little secrets
right.
either.
Yeah, nobody speaks out against the wrongdoers. They all accept the status quo. And for all these years, they've become accustomed to just being able to control. There's RBN, GCN, Coast to Coast, Amy Goodman, and they can all just stay silent about stuff. Well, we're speaking out.
Before people like us, nobody was really consistently challenging openly these people and their wrong actions. Nobody was doing it, and that's why they've been allowed to get away with it for so very long.
Right. And the last thing we want to bring up is after we finished this conversation with Stattmiller, I said to Lisa, this is the most unhappy person, I think, in the alternative media.
Yeah.
I said,
one of the top three, I would
think. Yeah, at least one of the top three. That he's so miserable that why doesn't he just quit and go out and get another job, because he's obviously not happy. And we even listened to a clip from last night's show where he was on, and a caller called in about Peter Schenck.
Well,
and
the caller just asked, why did you let Peter Schenck go? And it turned into a whole production. John Stattmiller started stomping his feet, basically, throwing his little temper tantrum, and refused to answer that basic question.
Right.
Why?
So, again, he wouldn't talk about it. And as this call came to an end, here's what John Stattmiller said. He said, I used to shit myself in my diapers, but I don't anymore. We don't even know what that means, but what an odd phrase, isn't it?
Well, it was definitely odd for him to even say something like that, being on a Christian Patriot network, such as it is.
Yeah. So right now we're going
to
get...
We're calling Eric Huffschmidt. He wrote an excellent article, and we want to talk to him about it because it illustrates perfectly what's going on with...
Hey, Eric.
Oh, hi.
These people that are perpetuating the cover-up. Eric, hi. It's Lisa. You're on.
Oh, hi.
Hey, so we're just, we had to tie up some loose ends. Now, this is Eric Huffschmidt. He's been on Wing TV many times before. He's the author of Painful Questions and Painful Deceptions. His website can be found at erichuffschmidt.net. And I see he has even more articles up there since the last time we checked. This guy's doing some great work. And we want to talk about an article that he wrote a few days ago called To Get Away with Crimes, Pretend to Be a Crime Fighter. So, Eric, welcome to Wing TV.
Oh, it's great to be here again.
All righty. Well, let's jump into this article because it touches upon so many points that we've brought up on this show. And you start within the first couple paragraphs saying that the people that were behind 9/11 have a lot to lose if they're exposed. And you go on to say then, do you really think these people are going to just sit idly by while people expose them? Expand upon that a little bit.
Well, a lot of people, when they first get into this, you know, to them it seems like it's nothing more than a video game.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, they don't realize this. You know, there's an incredible amount at stake here. You've got thousands and thousands of dead people. You've got who knows how many tens of thousands suffering from respiratory problems in New York. You got billions of dollars worth of damage and from buildings, subways, electrical lines. And then you got wars going on in the Middle East, and I mean, you got to think about this. The people who did this, they're not fooling around. This is not a game,
right?
The idea that they're just going to sit by while we all expose them—it's ridiculous.
Exactly, which is why it's getting more vicious as the days go by, because they aren't sitting idly by. What you say is, and I agree with this. You say most truth seekers are trying to cover up the corruption rather than expose it. Explain how they use people on message boards to do this.
Well, on message boards, a lot of the message boards, I think the people that are posting messages are being paid to do this. See, here's the other thing they don't realize is the amount of money that they have compared to us. They don't, you know, they're not working voluntarily in their spare time while they go to a regular job. You know, they've got who knows how much money. The bankers are behind them. The Rothschilds, I mean, it could be in the trillions. So what they seem to do, if you go to bulletin boards, even like the Free Republic, which seems to be a Bush-supporting board, you post any messages there about 9/11 or, you know, anything that's too honest, it'll get erased immediately. And a lot of the people that do post at these message boards, they seem to be really phony. If you try to join their conversations, they'll ignore you. It's as if they're talking to one another, as if it's a group, possibly within one office, and they all know what they're doing. They're creating conversations.
Yeah, simulated conversations.
Yeah, and they're trying to make it look like, oh, come on over here, join the conversation. But what they're really doing is trying to send you a certain way, you know, create a certain
on to say, and this is touching upon what you just mentioned, is that the government is paying hundreds, if not thousands of people to pretend to be truth tellers. Now, I don't think a lot of people really to their core realize or accept this, but there are so many people out there that are paid infiltrators from the government, aren't there?
Yes. This is the other thing people don't realize. I mean, if you have enough money to pull off the 9/11 attack, don't you think these people have enough money to pay people to cover it up?
Exactly.
I mean, how much does it cost to cover it up? All you have to do is hire a few people and tell them, here's a computer, and start sending messages out, post some websites. That's trivial compared to what that World Trade Center must have cost.
Right. Another thing they do is they link to other deceptive websites. Show some examples of groups that do this. We can think of quite a few. You know, like 911truth.org. Eric.
Oh, it sounds like we lost Eric for some reason. Mm. Let's try to give him a call back. But some of the sites that they link to would be 911truth.org.
Right, and if you look on 911truth.org's website, you'll see that they link to a maze of other websites.
Hey, Eric, we must have lost you there.
Oh, yeah, it drops off every once in a while. I don't know why.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, my question was, in your article, you say that these deceptive websites also link to other deceptive groups and websites.
Right. See, what the purpose of this is, first of all, they saturate the internet. They've got more websites than we do.
Right.
So when somebody does a search on 9/11 or any particular subject, doesn't even have to be that. It could be USS Liberty. But what you're almost certain to run into is one of their sites. And then once you get on one of their sites and you start clicking links, you think to yourself, wow, we're going to go see what this one says. And I'll go see what this one says. I'm learning more each time. But in reality, you're just going from one of their sites to the next.
Right, so they're burying the truth by outnumbering the honest sites.
Yeah.
And once you get in their sites, it's like you're walking into their maze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's,
and how do you get out of it?
Yeah, that's the perfect word is a maze, because you have 911truth.org, 911 Truth Alliance, Citizens Watch, 9/11 Visibility Project, Citizens for Legitimate Government,
Summer of Truth,
the Family Steering Committee. They're all connected with each other, and the names of the people who run it, like Nick Levis and Kyle Hentz, these are all the ones behind it.
Right,
so.
And they're linked to people like Rupert and Flacco.
Right.
And then you have to explain how Rupert deflects attention away from the real perps.
Well, ever since 9/11 occurred, I never paid too much attention to Rupert before that. I wasn't really much into any of this before that, but he's been always trying to deflect attention away from the demolition of the towers.
Yeah.
And you know, people made the excuse, well, you know, he's just thinking of it from a policeman's point of view. That's kind of stupid, since why would a policeman ignore buildings being blown up with people inside them?
Well, I always thought that policemen were very interested in physical evidence myself.
Yeah, because I mean, his whole explanation was, well, they wouldn't hold up in court. I mean, that doesn't hold up in court, that they're blowing buildings up? I mean, this is stupid.
The other thing you talked about, Rupert, was Gary Webb's suicide, quote-unquote suicide, where he shot himself twice in the head, yet Rupert came out instantly and said, oh, no, this there was no foul play, there was suicide, but he shot himself twice in the head.
Yeah, and did he do an investigation? Did he see the body? Did he go over there? He posts this and it tells everybody, oh, this is possible. But what investigation did he do?
Yeah, he did it like one day after.
And he didn't really, it's no real investigation at all. So, you know, what it is what it may be that he's another one that's either blackmailed, bribed, or part of it. You never can figure out why they do it. That's the thing. I don't know how you can figure out who's doing this because they're part of the criminal network, who's bribed, who's blackmailed, who's been caught in one of these sex traps they set all the time.
Right.
But you can tell they're lying. You don't have to know why they're lying. You don't have to know who they're working for or which government, but you can tell they're lying. And that's all people need to know, is they shouldn't waste their time, and they definitely should not be giving money to these people.
Oh.
Yep. You point out that the best way to get away with a crime is to be the investigator. And you point out, too, how these groups, these false flag truth groups, try to make honest sites look controversial. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, one of the things they can do is, because they outnumber all of us, you know, all they have to do is on one or two sites and you start bringing up rumors that, oh, that site, Wing TV or Eric Hushman, these guys are deceptive. They're lying, or And it doesn't have to make a lot of sense because there'll be so many of them saying the same things or slightly different all throughout their web network. You know, it starts causing people, the average person is just going to get confused.
Right.
Even if you could figure it out, and if you spend enough time, the average person who just clicks on it, you know, he's working during the day, he's got kids at home, you know, he's going to click on a few of these links and very likely get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they don't
and
have
he'll
to...
see, he'll go by numbers. This is what fools most people. They go by quantity. They'll say, wow, mm-hmm. there's 100 sites saying Hufschmidt and Wing TV are deceptive, but and only one site that says they're honest. They must be lying.
Yeah, well, they don't have to substantiate what they say. They just have to muddy the waters.
Right, and there's so many of them. See, people have this problem of following the crowd. And so if there's hundreds of sites saying the same type of thing, they assume, well, it must be true. Look how many people say it.
Uh-huh.
Another thing they do is they say they don't really know what happened about a certain event. Like, they don't really know what happened to the World Trade Center towers. And you use a quote in your article where you quote, I think it's 911truth.org, one of them, where
right.
it says, there is no consensus on this issue of the controlled demolition among 911truth.org. Well, we've had guests on our show from 911truth.org that have said that. They don't really know what happened. Well, we do know. We know the towers came down via a controlled demolition. So why are they saying that they don't know?
Well, I think their whole organization is just a big front for I don't know who. But, you know, when they say that, it's just a way to make it look like they're just adding confusion to people and justifying their strange behavior. And this is one of the problems with the people that look up to them. You know, the people who will defend them are acting like Bush supporters. If you tell them, you know, these people are not being honest, or like you complain about the peace groups or the Green Party, and mm-hmm. you say to them, or Move On even, you tell them, well, you know, these parties, these organizations, they're not doing anything. They're not really helping. They're not providing leadership. What people do, the members will do, is make excuses. They sound
right.
just like a Bush supporter and say, well, maybe they just don't know, or they're just being very careful, or maybe they just haven't gotten the information yet. I mean, you have to realize the information's there.
Right.
It's been there for years. You've got to start demanding more from these people, or just walk away from them.
You
don't
people.
Need them. We've got enough information. You don't need them. Don't feel that they're like a mother
mm-hmm.
and that you have to go to them.
You're right.
You give people advice, too, about what to do when they join organizations, that they should question the leadership and be very critical of these organizations, but most people don't, right?
That's exactly right. They join it like a child clinging to his mother's leg, you know, and if you criticize their leadership, they get defensive. But then their behavior is exactly what they're complaining about with the Bush people.
You're right.
And what you have to realize is if they're not in a leadership position, if they're not a leader, if they're not providing leadership, they should not be a leader. And you shouldn't be making excuses by saying, well, maybe they just don't know. Well, maybe they're just having emotional problems.
Right.
Well, if they don't know, what are they a leader for? And if they have emotional problems, what are they a leader for?
Yeah. Another point you bring out is how certain groups, especially among those on the left, refuse to confront certain issues like 9/11, the OKC bombing, the USS Liberty. Examples are Amy Goodman, Air America, the peace groups, MoveOn.org, the Greens. Why won't the left touch any of these issues? Is it because they're being funded by the very people they're supposedly fighting against?
This is the problem. You don't know why they're doing it. You can tell they're acting really strange. But I don't know exactly where the money's coming from. It might be George Soros. It might be the Rothschilds. It might be Israel, could be Britain, could even be the Bush administration, which is really bizarre. Some of them could be Bush supporters and pretending
that's true.
Right.
Something else. We don't know why they're doing it, but we can tell they're not providing leadership. This is what people have to ask themselves. When they're in any of these groups, they should ask themselves, what have these groups accomplished? What has Air America ever done for anybody? What has Move On ever done for anybody? And the answer is nothing. And then you have to ask them, why are you part of that group? Why are you giving money to that group? If we don't raise standards for leadership and don't make excuses for them, that's what people will do. They'll say, well, Move On, they're just trying to be politically correct. Or Amy Goodman's scared. Well, if she's scared, what good is she?
Yeah, then get out.
Eric, we've been accused, and you've probably heard this too, that when we ask questions and question the motives and agendas of these different groups, we've been said to cause division and distraction and damage to the so-called movement. But how can truth hurt a truth movement?
Exactly. exactly. See, this is another way they can make it look like we're the bad guys. They'll say, oh, those people, they're making bad accusations, they're flinging mud, and people don't ever think, wait a minute, those guys, they're not flinging mud, they've got serious accusations with evidence to back it up.
Right.
Yeah. It's them who are doing the mud flinging, they're the ones that's throwing the insults around.
Well, we found that the people who protest the loudest are the ones that are doing the wrong thing and have stuff to worry about, but we don't hear people who are telling the truth saying anything bad about what we're doing.
No, there's a big difference between insulting somebody and saying, well, here's the reasons why I believe this. If you got reasons, it's not an insult. The insults are the things that have no reason. So, they'll just say things like, oh, he's an anti-American. I mean, that is nothing but a worthless insult. Or he's an anti-Semite. Or he's a fascist. I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That's what they'll use. Those are the words they use. I never use those words.
Well, we try to expose bad conduct, and we don't attack the people themselves.
Right, yeah, and if you have reasons for it, then it's an actual explanation. It's not a fight.
Yeah. Now, before we close out today, Eric, give everyone your website again, and tell us what you're working on in the future.
Well, the easiest one to remember, since my name is hard to spell, is hugequestions.com. There's videos they can watch there for free, and then it links to the other information.
Okay.
So huge questions, just like the words are, .com.
Okay. And what are you working on?
The latest thing I worked on is just these issues about the deception and how they're manipulating everybody. So that's all I've really done since I have to work for a living like the rest of us.
Yeah. And I think everybody should go out there. Go to erichuffschmidt.net also.
It's a great article, and it illustrates just how they're able to get away with enabling the perpetuation of this criminal cover-up.
Yeah, it's like
what people really need to realize is if this world changes, it will be because people ignore these organized groups and get the information out on their own. Just send the emails out to your friends and relatives. Send the videos. Ignore the organized groups. Remember, if they're that big, where are they getting their money? The useful groups are so small, they're just local.
Right.
The big organized groups, you've got to ask yourself, where are they getting their money from?
Exactly. Well, Eric, thanks for coming on today. Keep up the great work. And as I said to you earlier in the week, is it your latest article is like a handbook for the way the infiltrators work. And it's invaluable for everybody out there wants to get to the truth. So
and
thanks
I,
for...
I know, I'll be sending it around.
Exactly. And we're also running this as the lead article today on Wing TV. So keep up the great work, okay?
Yeah, you too.
We'll
see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. As Mr. Eric Huffschmidt, one of the best books out there is Unanswered Questions on the... Painful Questions on the 9/11 controlled demolition and much more. So
we're really, really thankful that people like Eric Huffschmidt are out there because, as he said, the useful groups are small and local and they fund themselves.
It's these big organized networks or these cabals and mafias like 911truth.org that are doing the damage and keeping the truth from coming out.
Right. Remember, truth has never hurt any truth movement.
Exactly. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing Radio. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.